Hallelujah. 感谢主。
Hallelujah. Thank you, the Lord.
愿主耶稣看顾我们大家平安。
May the peace of the Lord be with you.
虽然整天哈啊在聚会上课啊，可以说很累。
We may be very fatigued since the morning until this time.
但是我们共同关心啊神的福音。
However, we all focus in learning the gospel of God.
也关心我们的家庭。
And also, we show our concern to the family.
关心我们教会的青年。
And the youth in our church.
所以我们都留下来啊，共同来啊思考啊这些道理。
So we stay back to continue to meditate with these important topics.
啊，求主耶稣来带领祝福我们。
May the Lord guide and bless us.
那晚上主要的主题是有关青年方面。
This evening topics is related to youth.
那刚刚我就在问我们的负责人有关晚上主要的对象。
And I asked the council members about who are the object.
感谢神，我们算是总和的。
It's a combination of all members.Young and old.
有青年，有我们的家长。
We have youth and parents.
那用这样这个角度来看这个青年。
So if we look at the youth from different angles.
这个也是非常好。
It is indeed a very good subject.
一方面让我们青年知道怎么做。
So our youth will know how to do.
一方面。也让我们做家长的来怎么来关心协助。
In other way, the parent will also know what to do and how to do.
因为刚好我要来美国之前
，prior to my departure to the U.S.
最近在台湾发生一件可以说很严重的新闻。
That was a very serious case happened in Taiwan.
就是有一个。那个溜冰的教练。
That was an ice skating instructor.
她三十几岁。
She was in her 30 years old.
你们有听过这个新闻吗？
我有听过。
也是有听过。
我有听到。
你们没有，我讲一下哈，因为这个我讲跟有关青年很重要的这个观念。
This is the news I would like to share with you. It is directly related to youth.
因为这个溜冰女教练才三十几岁。
This ice skating instructor is a female in her mid thirties.
因为她是教练，当然有一些学生。
Since she is an instructor, of course, she has students.
她教的也是女学生。
She also instructed female students.
当家长的来讲我的孩子的这个教练是女的我的孩子是女的应该没有问题。
To the parents who have daughters, they feel very safe if the instructor is also a female.
想不到问题是非常严重。
It became a very serious problem.
因为这个女教练竟然对她这个学生产生了暧昧的关系。
This female instructor is a lesbian. She fell in love in one of her female students.
这个女学生差不多才十五岁而已。
十七，
反正就差十五岁左右。你更比我更详细。
我这两天在看。
我新闻大概大看了，大概十七岁。
十七岁，
反正我十五岁左右。
The girl is still teenager, between 15 and 17 years old.
那他对他就表示那一种暧昧的关系。
The instructor actually show her affection, her love to the student.
已经有好几年了。
And actually, this has been for several years.
几年，六年了，好几年啊。
For several years. 没有关系。
事先他父母知道啊。
And the parent knew about it.
这怎么可以呢？所以本来就要跟这个叫他这个女儿跟这个教练发生这个切断关系不要再让他去学习了。
And the parent tried to stop their daughter to have any relationship with the instructor.
结果这个女教练说她不对了她悔改了啦 啊，结果这个父母才让这个他的女儿再让他教他了。
And the instructor told the parents that she repented and will not have this kind of affairs anymore. And the parents allowed the daughter continue to learn ice skating from the instructor.
啊，其实这个孩子哦，他成长很单纯呢。
Actually, this girl is very simple-minded.
她渐渐知道，她这个教练对她这样，她也是很讨厌的，就要尽量的跟她啊撇清关系。
And when she knew that the instructor is actually a lesbian, she tried to avoid from her.
我只是单纯来学溜冰啊，你怎么跟我这样子？
I just simply came to learn ice skating from you, and why do you have this kind of behavior?
可以说他在拒绝他对他的诱惑。
And she tried to refuse from her seduction.
结果这个女教练哦，就一直觉得她这个爱好像得不到。
Then the instructor was very disappointed.
啊，变成有一点是由爱生恨了。
And she becomes then it becomes hatred.
啊，她也变成好像是活得没有意思了。
And the instructor felt that the life is meaningless. She was totally lost in her life.
所以他就把这个学生把他杀掉了。
And she killed the girl.
然后他也打算自杀了，两个同归于尽了。
At first, she intended to suicide after killing her student.
结果这个女学生被杀掉，这个教练自杀不成啊，被救起来了。
But the instructor, her suicide was unsuccessful, and she was saved.
Oh, so this 新闻就闹得很大。
And it becomes a very big news.
啊，这个照片照出来，这个教练真的很可怜，他妈好像头都低低，他也是说我很对不起大家。
In the pictures, in the video, you can see that the instructor had her head lowered and came on apologizing.
嗯，啊，他说他真的是很痛苦。
She said that she was very, she felt very grief and pain in her heart.
对这件事情，我可以说知道这个新闻啊，我也是思考一些有关青年的问题。
So when I learned about this news, I started to think about the youth, the behavior of youth.
因为这个时代的确是不一样。
This era is very, very different. From before.
以往我们只是说啊，一个人是啊，为了生活能够三餐温饱啊，这样就很不错了。
Years ago, man worked just for survival.
但是现在
man worked for food.
现在发现你生活啊，这个物质生活温饱以后，心灵的这个层次更重要。
But now it's become another issue. It's the mental problem.Mentality.
现在
mental problem.
再反过来想啊，当我们的孩子长大以后，面对这个困难的时候怎么办？
So when the child grows up and facing the problem, as I just mentioned, what should we do?
因为我们的孩子长大要进入到这个社会环境里面。
The child will enter into the society.
那整个社会环境，思想观念。都会影响，会冲击到我们的孩子。
And the thought and the current of a society will influence our children.
那我们知道整个大环境的一种思想观念，跟在我们教会里面所接受的，可以说截然不同。
We know the society is very different from the teachings we receive in the church.
那这个时候又该怎么办
？What should we do then?
我就想。像这个女教练
like this female instructor,
她心灵上产生这种问题。
She has such a mental problem, psychological problem.
可能说她自己也知道不好。
She knew that it was bad, it was unhealthy.
但是又有谁能来处理、来解决她的问题呢
？And who else could help to resolve her problem?
当然他知道他不对，他做了这么严重的事情。
Of course, she knew that she was wrong.
所以他也自己不想活了。
She didn't even want to live, so she tried to suicide.
但这个问题出现以后
，So when this case was known to the public,
该怎么办
？And what should the society do?
我现在就是想回来说， 如果啊，这个女教练跟她的父母有一个很好的互动。
If the instructors and the parents of the girl has some kind of actions.
当她这个心灵上产生及发现跟常人不一样的时候。
So especially when she noticed that. Mentally, she is very different from the others. She has this kind of a mental or psychological problem.
这个女教练自己讲一句话，她很痛苦的心声啊。
The instructor make a very sorrowful and message.
她说我是女儿身，却是男儿心啊。
And I am a female. I'm physically I'm a female, but mentally I'm a male.
所以这个变成现在整个社会非常严重的问题。
And it has become a very serious issue in this society.
所以相信她内在有很大的困扰。
So mentally, she was very sorrowful. She was troubled.
像这样要怎么去吐诉、去处理她的内心的这种困惑呢
？And who else? And how could we try to resolve problems like this?
我们想很直接的关系是跟父母。
And of course, the direct relationship is between the child and the parents.
我们那个下午的时候主要是探讨孩子还小的这个阶段。
In this afternoon, we focus on the relationship between the parents and children when they were still young.
其实这个阶段跟未来也是一个密切的关系。
But even at this stage,it has very close a relationship to the future stages.
如果幼小这个阶段没有弄好，他长大他就跟父母的关系就断掉了。
If at this stage, a child doesn't have a good relationship with the parents, when they grow up, and this relationship will be broken.
那当然我们也不能说啊，那个小的时候这样已经好了，长大就没有问题。
Of course, we also cannot say that if a child has no problem in his advanced age, it is for sure that he have no problem when he grows up.
我们也不能说他反正长大会有问题，那小时候这个也没有重要。
Or we cannot say that it is unimportant when he is young.
小时候这个关系建立起来。
If a child has a good relationship with the parents when he or she is still young,
其实我们才能继续延续未来所要发生的这个问题怎么处理。
We then will be able to resolve the problems when the child encounter after they grow up.
如果小时候关系就弄不好了，你长大就更不用谈了。
So if the parents have poor relationship with the child after he grows up.It would be very difficult to guide them.
但是小时候这个关系弄好以后，我们也不能就此这样放心。长大以后还继续陪着他们。
As I just said, if the parents' good relationship, when they grow up, the parents cannot continuously accompany them.
所以，如果我们做父母的继续关怀的话
，if as parents, if we continue to show our love and concern, to our children,
对这个女教练来讲。
Then like this case, this female instructor.
如果她小时候跟父母的关系不错。
If she had a good relationship with her parents.
然后呢，她长大，她父母继续的关心她。
And the parents will continue to show the concern to her.
我们可以相信啊，应该她这一种困扰会跟她父母透露。
And we are pretty sure that she will let her parents know.The problem.
因为这是内心层次的问题。
This is more dealing with the inner heart. It's more a mental issue, more psychological issue.
往往我们做父母的只是关心到孩子的身体的成长。
Usually parents only show concern to the physical growth of a child.
很难进到孩子的心灵世界里面。
It's kind of hard to get into the inner part or into the mind.Of the parent, of the child.
那在这个时代，我们很强调，就是说，我们要进到孩子的心灵世界里面。
In this era, we also focus in get into a more inner part of the child.
我们要成为
more mental.
我们要成为孩子的朋友。
We ought to be the friends of our child.
尤其在我们教会里面。
Especially in our church.
我们的价值观跟外面完全不一样。
Our value in life is very different from the outside world.
青年长大，他有同侪心理，他都会找同伴。
And of course, when the child grows up, he will look for his peer.
如果他的同伴都是跟信仰的这个价值观不一样的话
，if his or her peers have different value in a religious belief.
他只是喜欢跟他的同伴讲话，不喜欢跟父母讲话。真的，这样孩子也是很危险。
And he will only talk to the peers, but refusing to talk to the parents, and it is actually very risky.
所以我就在想，这个女教练呢。
Therefore, this news about the female instructor.
如果他的父母能成为他的好朋友。相信他的困扰，应该会跟父母吐露。
If her parents can become her good friends, and she will tell the parents about her troubles.
那跟父母吐露以后怎么办呢
？So what happened if she told her troubles to the parents?
如果是一般的社会
in this society.
可以说有时候也没有办法，因为整个社会的潮流、社会的观念啊，人的软弱，知道这个问题，其实也是很难去处理。
Man usually couldn't resolve the problems because it is the current.
顶多只能陪着他一起痛苦。
Perhaps the parents can only just share tears with the daughter.
甚至有的到最后，像整个时代、社会观念是把这个罪合理化好了啦。
And some people even try to find excuses. And try to find excuses, and even thinking, trying to hide from the society.
像最近这几年，就是把同性恋都合理化了。
For instance, in these recent years, homosexuality and lesbianism are legalized.
这样良心也不会那么痛苦。
So a person will not have a very poor conscience, a very bad conscience.
但是也显示人的软弱无奈。
But it also shows the weakness of human beings.
但是对我们真耶稣教会的信徒来讲
，However, to the believers of True Jesus Church,
万一我们知道我们的孩子有这些困扰以后怎么办
？If our child has a similar trouble, what should we do?
因为这种事情也不可能说在我们教会绝不可能发生啊。
And of course, we cannot say that these things will never happen in our church.
因为我就曾经接到一通电话。
I once received a phone call.
这个前后哦，有几年的时间。
This happened several this has been happening for several years.
就有一个弟兄打电话给我。
A brother called me in Taiwan.
说传道。
Pastor.
我在教会里面算是很热心的信徒。
And I am a very zealous and fervent member in the church.
但是我就有很强烈的同性恋倾向。
But I have a very strong inclination and trend, inclination in homosexuality.
我知道不对，但是没有办法，那意念很强。
I know it is wrong, but just I couldn't control that desire.
那我说我帮助你祷告。
And I told him that I'll help you to pray.
那你知道这个不对，你要靠主耶稣把它胜过。
And you know that it is wrong, so you have to prevail and. Relying on Jesus Christ.
你一定不能顺服情欲。
You should not submit to the lust.
因为顺服情欲，它的结局就是败坏。
If a person submit to lust, the end result is corruption.
你知道这个不对，一定要顺服圣灵。
Is this right? If you know this is wrong, you should submit to the Holy Spirit.
当然这个过程当中就有很大的征战。
And it is a big struggle during the entire process.
这个前后哦，有几年的事，差不多有两三年的时间了。
This entire case lasted for 2 to 3 years.
最后一次啊，他说：“传道，我跟你讲，我是谁，好吗？”
In the beginning, he didn't even tell pastors the name. Finally, in the final conversation, this brother told the pastor that I will tell you my name.
因为这期间他都没有告诉我他是谁，我也没有问他。
Because during this period of time, she didn't tell me who he was.
但是我想
一想, I didn't even ask him.
我但我想一想，如果知道以后在教会里面再见面，可能会很尴尬，暂且还是不要。
And I thought that if I know who it was, it will be very embarrassing.
再看一段时间，主耶稣如果要我知道才讲。
So I didn't allow him to tell me my name.
那再祷告。
And we continued. I continued to pray for him.
啊，后来我去到一间教会，一直感觉就是他。
Later on, I went to a church, and I have the feeling that it could be that brother.
但是我也不去提这件事情。
I didn't mention to him at all.
啊，他也就没有再打电话给我了。
He didn't call me anymore.
但是看他，我一直在关心他的这种。他的生活状况，感谢神。后来听说他结婚了。
And I showed my concern to his life, and later on I learned that he was married.
我也相信主耶稣会带领他的路。
I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ will guide his footstep.
至少没有出现问题。
At least, no problem.
所以我们也不敢说在教会里面没有这些问题出现。
Of course, we couldn't say that such incidents would never happen in our church.
也有可能就是发生在我们家庭里面。
It is very possible that this happened in our own house.
但是当我们出现的时候，我们怎么办
？So when we encounter a problem like this, what should we do?
像这种问题，不是一味的一直骂、一直骂就能解决的。
By rebuking the child would never resolve the problem.
因为其实他本身也知道这样不对。
He himself or she herself knows that it is wrong.
有时候是没有办法。
A lot of times he or she just can't help it.
有时候是一直骂，反而他就不跟你讲了。我暗中做我的事情。
Keep on rebuking will not resolve the problems. They will just continue to do so.
那沟通的管道就断掉，就糟糕了。
And there's no that becomes no room in communication.
所以我们要让他知道。爸爸妈妈陪你走。
So we ought to know, we ought to let the child know that the parents are with them, are helping them.
爸爸妈妈关心你。
Parents show their concern.
然后为你祷告。
I will pray for you.
相信这样的话，这个困难一定可以克服。
And I believe if the parents and the child can do in this way, the problem will be resolved.
因为我们有圣灵，我们有真理。
We have the Holy Spirit and truth.
所以这个是我们在教会里面做父母的，尤其面对这个世代的青年，我们要了解的。
As parents, especially in this era, we should have a better understanding about children, especially in the case of homosexuality and lesbianism.
所以我看到这则新闻，看到这个青年真的是很可怜，内心煎熬很大，我就想到这个问题。
When I read the news about such a pitiful youth.It reminds me this incident.
当然，大家都一直针对他很不应该，无缘无故把一个青年人杀掉。但是那个背后，我们要再了解到、探讨这个问题。
Although the society keep on blaming her, blaming her killing the 70-year-old girl. However, if we try to look at the background, we should have a better understanding.
所以，这个也是让我们做父母的了解。
It is indeed for parents to understand our children.
我们不是孩子小的时候就小时候关心他而已。
We don't just show concern to our children when they are still young.
长大以后还继续关心。
After they grow up, we should continue show our concern.
当然，那个关心的方式已经不一样。
Of course, our concerns has changed to different ways.
小时候可以说是陪着他走。
When the child is young, we accompany them to grow.
长大以后是默默地在关心他。
When they grow up, we show concern in secret.
这个是在这个时代我们做父母的要了解的。
And so, as parents, we should understand the current.
这个也可以说是跟以前的世代不一样的地方。
It's very different.From the olden days.
我一直想说，以前的世代要变坏不简单。
And I always think that many years ago, it's very hard for a person to become bad.
当然不是说以前没有坏孩子。
I don't mean that in the olden days there were no bad kids.
不过比例上来讲，整个状况来看，以前坏孩子。整个大环境要让人家变坏，没有那么普遍。
Proportionally, in the olden days, it's not too easy for a person to become bad.
就像以前一个孩子长在成长的过程。
For instance, in the olden days when the child was growing,
如果他要变坏，我们即使父母不教，我们的周围邻居、亲戚、朋友可能都骂他了。
Even the parents did not rebuke or chastise the child. The neighbors or relatives, will chastise him.
他要变坏也不敢变得太坏。
Even he intended to become a bad kid, he doesn't have the guts to do that, to do so.
那现在我们可以了解。
But now, we can understand.
我们的亲戚朋友，我们的邻居，没有人在管我们了。
Our relatives, our friends, will not say anything, even if we turn bad.
我们父母不教他，谁会来教他？没有人会教他。
If parents do not guide the children properly, then who will guide them?
有的邻居，现在的邻居跟这些青年讲两句哦，他甚至会骂他，会打他嘞。
Even now, if our neighbors try to say something about the neighbor's children, they will not listen and even try, and they feel very offensive. They even will argue and fight back.
到我们台湾这个在山区里面那个亲爱教会听到一件事情。
When I was visiting the Aboriginal church, Chinai Church in Taiwan, I heard a case.
那是在深山里面很宁静的地区。
It was actually in a very remote area.
还有青年骑机车在那个社区里面飙车很大声啊。
That was some youth motorcycling in such a quiet, remote area.
吵闹邻居的安宁。
Making a lot of noises.
结果老人家骂他，他要打那老人家。
And an old person tried to rebuke the young man. The young man even tried beat the old man.
所以这个是以前没有发生过的。
And this kind of things never happened years ago.
自然而然，人家说自扫门前雪，就不会去管别人了。
And since society had changed like that, nobody else dared to say anything.
而且这整个大环境又是给孩子那一种诱惑力很大。
There are a lot of seductions in the modern society.
所以我们讲到这个青年。
Speaking about youth,
我们现在就来探讨一些有关青年的一些问题。
And we should study about the problems faced by youth.
这个就是越让我们了解整个世界末日的景象。
So we can understand the scenarios of the end time.
我们可以来看那个提摩太后书第三章这里。
Let's refer to Second Timothy.
提摩太后书第三章。
Second Timothy chapter 3.
这段圣经我们也常常在读。
We are very familiar with this verse.
那我们也越感受到这些问题一直越来越明显。
And we also notice that these problems are more obvious.
人性的软弱人的问题其实早就有。
The weaknesses of human beings happens years ago.
但是没有这么严重。
But it was not that serious.
我们看现在这个世代来配合看这个提摩太后书第三章，会觉得越来越明显。
If we try to compare all these verses with this modern society, and they have become more and more obvious.
在三章第一节说
，Chapter 3, verse 1,
说你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。第二节
，Verse 2,
因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，谤读，违背父母。忘恩负义，心不圣洁。第三节
，three，
无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能制约，性情凶暴，不爱良善，爱主卖主卖油，任意妄为，自高自大，爱烟乐，不爱神。这些现象也可以说越来越明显。
All these scenarios become more and more obvious.
当然
getting clearer.
我们青年就首当其冲出现这些问题。
And all these problems happen in our youth.
那为什么会有这些问题产生？
Why all these problems occurred?
我们又看整个环境。
If we take a close look of the society or the environment,
因为环境常常会影响一个人。
An environment will influence the conduct and behavior of a person.
从社会问题来看，
If we take a look at the social problem,
这个孩子他的成长
the growth of a child,
我们看到很多孩子的成长得不到父母的爱
Many of the children during the growth have no love, receive no love from their parents.
他得不到父母的爱, 叫他说长大以后要爱人, 真的就很难。
He received no love from his parents, and how could he show love to the others?
在心理学里面有一个很重要的实验, 很出名的实验。
That's a very popular experiment in the teaching of psychology.
一只小猴, 啊, 跟母猴隔绝。
They tried to isolate a small monkey from his mother.
我们也知道母猴的爱, 啊, 在动物界里面也是很出名的。
We know that the love of mother monkey is very popular in the animal world.
母猴甚至会为小猴牺牲。
A mother monkey will even sacrifice her life for her children.
但是这只小猴不让它跟母猴在一起。
So in this experiment, a baby monkey was isolated from its mother.
然后用人工的, 啊, 塑造的这种猴子里, 上面有奶瓶, 啊, 让它自己去吸奶, 然后让它渐渐长大。
And used a human way to raise this monkey.
哎, 可以说用人的方,
giving its bottles and etc.
用人的方式把这个孩, 小猴养大了。
And they used the human methods to raise this monkey.
结果严重的问题就发生了。
And then a serious problem occurred.
照一般的常理, 母猴会照顾小猴。
Logically speaking, a mother monkey should take care her own children.
但是这一只没有母爱的小猴, 它长大以后, 它有小猴, 它也不会去爱它。
But when this baby monkey grows up without the love or care of its mother, he will not show care or love to its own kids.
哎, 甚至把这个小猴赶开, 不要让它, 不要在这边啰嗦。
He even just kick out his own child.
用这个实验可以让我们可以想象。
So this experiment told us that
我们人的成长本来有父母的爱。
During the growth of a child, he received love from his or her parents.
但是因为整个社会环境的变迁,
but due to the change of the society,
很多孩子的成长没有父母的爱。
The growth of many children are without the love of their parents.
所以难怪孩子渐渐成长以后，渐渐成长没有人性。
Therefore, a lot of children lost the human nature.
啊，杀人啊，犯罪了，就觉得没有什么嘛， 很好玩呢。
A lot of crimes like killings are committed.
哦，这个问题真的是很严重。
It has become a very serious
problem. 所以我们可以看到这个社会现象，社会问题。
So this is the scenario of the modern society.
来，再来整个社会潮流的观念给孩子的这种观念呢。Moreover,
the current of the society deeply influenced the mind of our children, or corrupted the mind of our children.
都是以金钱为导向。
And money, the love of money has been emphasized.
只要有钱，没有什么贞洁贞操观念，没有了。
And money talks.
啊, 这个是整个社会我们可以看到的。
And this is the trend of the society.
从新闻媒体当中我们可以发现,
in the news media,
他们所崇拜的这些偶像,
and the people worship different idols,
他们私人操守都很糟糕的。
And all this life models, human idols they worship, have a very corrupted moralities.
但是他的表现,某一些方面很杰出啊。
But they have outstanding performance or skills.
大家就这样的崇拜推崇。
And the people worship them like idols.
像有一些影歌星一到台湾, 大家疯狂呼叫。
Like some of the singers or movie stars came to Taiwan, you can see the fans crowded, even jam the airport.
这个就是无形当中把那个价值观都扭曲掉了。
So people twisted that value.
像 Michael Jackson 那样。
Like the case of Michael Jackson.
最近那个乔丹 到台湾去访问。
Recently, Jordan, Michael Jordan, visited Taiwan.
甚至女孩子说，我跟他睡一个晚上也很好啊。
Even the girls offer to sleep with him for one night. Even there's a one night stand, and they feel very proud of it.
观念都改变了。
Man, people changed the value of morality.
所以我们可以看到我们青年在这种环境当中成长。
And we notice this is how the youth growing in this society.
整个环境都鼓励放纵。
People are encouraged to indulge in their life.
整个社会媒体鼓励放纵。
Media encourage indulgence of life.
甚至一些学说也鼓励放纵，不要压抑，压抑会有问题。
Some teachings encourage people, tell people do not suppress.
克制情欲，把它说是在压抑。
Suppression, the control of desire is incorrectly interpreted as suppression.
这个是一念之差而已哦，很厉害的。
Just a slight change of thought that resulting very serious problems.
整个潮流是这样。
This is the current.
你看，谁可以站立得住？
And who else will be able to stand first?
所以我们知道这些问题以后。
So when we learn all these problems,
我一直觉得我们要怎么去面对处理？
How going to face these problems?
很感谢神，今天我们真耶稣教会有神。
We thank the Lord that the True Jesus Church has God in our church.
如果没有神，我们也不能跟人家谈什么了。
If without God, we can tell people nothing at all.
我们凭什么跟人家谈？
What can we talk to the others?
整个潮流，
How do you tell the others?
整个潮流都这么大，可以说全部被淹没，我们能谈什么呢？
And this is the current. And what else can we tell the others?
但是感谢神，因为我们有神。
But thank the Lord that we have God.
我们有圣灵，有真理。
We have the truth and the Holy Spirit.
虽然这个潮流，罪恶的潮流这么大，在冲过来。
Even such a big current trying to immerse us.
我们可以去对抗。
We are still be able to face the challenges.
圣经说，信心可以让我们胜过世界。
And the faith can overcome the world.
世界潮流很大，全世界都握在恶者的手下。
And the entire world is in the hands.Of the evil ones.
但是因为我们有神，靠着信心，我们可以胜过。
It's because we have God in our heart, we can overcome the current.
所以我们在培养我们的孩子。
So when we are training and raising our children,
真的，我们的方向跟世界上人是不一样。
And our direction, is very different, from the current.
世界上是没有神，没有神的导向。
And this world, has no God, no direction.
只是重视物质，在这种生活各物质的这种层次的这种去满足。
The society only focus in enjoyment, seeking for wealth.
但是满足这些以后，到最后还是被淹没。
But still, they are immersed and they're drowned in the current.
因为当你物质各方面满足以后，你又得到的是什么呢？心灵更加的空虚。
When you have all the material on this earth, what do you gain? Your heart is still in vain.
就像刚刚讲的这个女教练一样
just like this female ice skating instructor as I mentioned
她有好的溜冰技巧啊，所以才能当女教练啊。
She is a master in ice skating, so she could become the instructor.
她也没有为了她的生活在烦恼啊。
She had no worry in her livelihood.
但是这个同性恋的困扰就让她就不想活了。
But the problem of lesbianism.Troubled her.
所以如果只是在这个物质方面一直追求到最后会发现死路一条啊。
If a person keep on pursuing for the secular material, and eventually he will go towards a dead end street.
所以在今天我们真的要跳脱，从靠着神跳脱这个世界的潮流。
So we have tried to escape.From the current,
一定要加强我们跟神的关系。
We should focus in building up a good relationship with God.
所以我们要培养我们的孩子，要在神面前渐渐长大。
We ought to train our children to grow up in God.
就像撒母耳说，在神的面前渐渐长大那样。
Just like a Samuel, a grow up in the eyes of God.
不像我们的孩子有很多人说是在。 电视机面前渐渐长大。
So we are not like the others. Children grow up in front of the television all the time.
从小就一直看电视啊，从小看到大。
Child watch TV since a young age until he grows up.
啊，电视散布很多似是而非的观念。
And the TV spreads a lot of the secular thoughts and ideas.
啊，可煽动一些罪恶的观念。
And try to arouse the desire of committing sins.
那我们孩子在这电视机前面成长，你说不变坏才怪。
Now, if a child keep on watching television all the times, and he will turn bad easily.
所以这个是我们身为家长要注意的。
As a parents, we should notice these issues, these problems.
然后我们要再面对一个很实际的功课。
We are going to face another realistic lesson.
我们不是只有好像无奈的被动的一种挨打状态。
We shouldn't be in the position that always been beaten up.
好像说世界这么好，我已经信耶稣，又信耶稣教会信徒，很可怜，我不能去爱世界。
We shouldn't have the mind that the world is so good. I am the believer to Jesus Church, so I cannot follow the current.
不是这样的。
That's not the case.
我们是要了解说世界是很可怜。
We should have the thought that the world is so pitiful.
看起来很好，其实不是，那种假象。
It seems that
虚拟的好啊。
It seems that the world is so good is only a mirage.
从电视里面哦，现在电脑都常常虚拟的，哦，虚拟的很漂亮，其实没有那么漂亮。
We always talk about virtual in the computer science.
所以罪恶把这个快乐好像虚拟的非常好，其实那种假象骗人的。
So the world is like a mirage. It is actually unreal.
那我们能看透这一点，就不会受迷惑，那骗人的，没有那么快乐。
If we can have a clear understanding of the society, then we will not be seduced.
真正的快乐在哪里？
And what is the real joy?
真正的快乐在主耶稣那里。
And it is from the Lord.
这个就是圣经讲的以神为乐的观念。
And we actually rejoice in God.
我们来看那个罗马书。
Let's refer to the epistle to the Romans.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书五章十一节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 11.
不但如此，我们既借着我主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就借着他与神为乐。这里特别提到说，我们可以跟神和好。
We can reconcile with God.
然后呢，就可以借着主耶稣基督与神为乐了。
And we can rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个早上哦，我在那个 Pacific 教会有见证。
This morning I testify in the Pacific Church.
真的，在以前啊，我也是觉得好像这个世界不错。
Many years ago, I thought that the world is so beautiful.
因为在以前台湾呢、我们长辈都说不要去看电影。
Many years ago, when the elderly people told us that don't see movie.
那时候我很不服气呢，电影这么好，叫人家不要看。
And I was, I was not convinced. The movie is so good. Why I was forbidden?
看电影又不是犯死罪。
It is not a mortal sin.
我去看电影，教会能对我怎样
？If I go to see movie, what the church can do on me?
也不会说我去看电影就把我除名了。
The church will not excommunicate me if I went to watch movies.
所以我就放心去看电影。
So I feel very safe and went to watch movies.
主耶稣也不理你，你要看去看去看。
And Jesus didn't even care about you. You want to watch a movie? Go ahead.
我真的就很放心看电影。
So I want to just watch a movie.
但又觉得
without any fears.
因为在教会里面当教员又当西务者，也怕这些学生看到。
And I am since I am the head of RE and the teacher, I'm also a little bit concerned about what happened if the students saw me watching movies.
也怕梁淑美看到。
And I also even afraid that Sister Gracie will saw me watching movie.
所以我要进去电影院之前，我要看一看有没有信徒。
So when I before I step in the theater, I have to take a look to see whether there's any believers following me.
没有了，赶快进去。
And I saw nobody, so I just quickly went into the theater.
进去以后又怕有一些信徒比我也是一样跟我软弱的坐在我后面。
Also concerned about that maybe some other believers who are as weak as me are sitting behind.
我就坐在最后一排。
So I sit in the last row.
就这样一直看。
So I've been watching movies.
越看心灵越空虚。
I feel the vanity in the more movie I watch, I feel a vanity in my heart.
就像有一句话说，借酒浇愁，愁更愁。
Just like in the Chinese poetry that if a person try to drink wine, to remove her grief, instead, the wine will make a person even more painful, more sorrowful.
啊，用另一个属灵的层面来看，好像我心灵空虚，我借着那一种属灵的酒，就是那一种啊那种。电影娱乐要来浇我的愁，更空虚。
Spiritually speaking, if I thought that the movie will try to remove my vanity through entertainment, it might remove my vanity. Instead, it didn't. But it didn't.
那感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
嗯，我知道这样不通了。
I know this is not the right way.
后来当我安静归在主耶稣面前读经祷告以后
，Later on, when I knelt in front of the Lord. And started to read Bible.
渐渐体会到那种心灵上的那种平静。
I experienced the peace, the spiritual peace.
然后我又跪在在中立教会自己一个人祷告的时候。
And when I was playing, when I was praying alone, in the 中立 church.
我跪在第一排跟主耶稣这样求。
In the front row, in the first row, I told the Lord.
主耶稣啊，我的一切你都知道。
Lord, you know all of my behaviors.
别人不知道，你都知道。
People do not know, but you know.
求主耶稣加添我的力量。
May the Lord strengthen me.
我不想再去看了。
And I don't want to watch movies.
结果感谢神，就这样的电影就戒掉
了。Thank the Lord. Since then, I watch no movies.
不然的话，我一个礼拜不看电影就很痛苦，会坐立不安了。
Otherwise, in the past, if I don't watch a movie at least once a week, I felt very uncomfortable.
差不多有六七年的时间了。
For about 6 or 7 years, I watch movie at least once a week.
但是到我那个大三那一年。
When I was a junior in the college,
电影就戒掉了
and I stopped watching movies.
所以当陈执事去中研的时候，我就不再看电影了。他就不发现说我还是活得很好啊。
So when Deacon Chen became my college mate, and then he found out I watched no more movies.
那时候我就已经养成读圣经的习惯。
I already formed a habit in reading Bibles.
在那种宁静当中会体会到属灵上的喜乐。
So, in such kind of quietness and peace, you will have the spiritual joy.
所以在人看起来好像你很无聊，其实不会。
In the eyes of other people, it may seem that it is very bored.
社会上的娱乐让你看起来很快乐，其实很空虚。
The secular entertainments seem that will bring you joy, but they are vanity.
就像台湾的很多青年跑到 pub 去那边跳舞啊。
Just like a lot of youth and teenagers went to dance in pub in Taiwan.
晚上不睡觉跳到天亮。
And they dance overnight.
那不是在告诉人说我很快乐呢。
Did they try to tell the people that they are very happy?
那是在跟人家讲我很痛苦。
But instead they tell the people that they are very sorrowful. They are in grief.
我们了解到这一点，我们怎么会说诱惑呢
？If we understand the side effect, and how could we be seduced?
我们本来会真的会怜悯、同情他们，甚至想把他们从那个罪恶当中救出来。
We will show instead we show sympathy to them, and we will try to save them from the vanity.
所以在今天这个时代
So in this modern era,
我们真的要去体会到从神来那一种喜乐。
We should truly try to receive the joy from God.
所以保罗才说我以耶稣基督为至宝。
So Paul treat Jesus Christ as the most precious.
以前以为这些宝贵的都看为粪土了。
In the past, what he think is valuable, all become dung.
从神那边得到真正满足的喜乐。
We can surely be content from receiving the blessing of the Lord.
那约翰一书那边就很强调。
In First John, the Bible mentioned about
从神生的不会犯罪。
And a person is born by God, he will not commit sins.
虽然整个世代充满着罪恶
Even this entire society is full of sins.
只要我们从神生的
As long as we are born by God,
我们体会到神的这种宝贵喜乐。
We can truly sense to and enjoy the joy from God.
有丰盛的这个平安。
We will have the abundant peace.
丰盛属灵的生命。
And also the abundant spiritual life.
我们可以这样的坦然说，我们不会犯罪。
And we can tell the others and the Lord without fear that I will not commit sins anymore.
所以今天我们面对我们的青年。
Again, when we face our youth,
我们知道我们的青年在这整个世代要接受这种考验。
We know that they are going through all these kind of trials and tribulations.
有这个认知。
And we have this, but we have this understanding.
也引发我们啊，来引导他们这个方向。
And also serve as a very good guide of how to instruct them.
所以一方面，我们青年要知道怎么去追求。
In one hand, the youth should know how to pursue.
一方面也让我们家长知道我们该怎么做。
In another hand, the parents should also know what to do and how to do.
那同样的，我们要引导我们的青年到神面前，我们做家长的一定要以身作则。
By the same token, if the parent try to guide the children to come to the front of the Lord, the parents themselves must be the role models and showing good examples.
否则我们怎么带领我们的孩子到神面前？
Otherwise, how can we guide our children to come to the front of God?
我们自己都不能吃饭了，我怎么叫我的孩子吃饭呢？
Even we cannot eat the proper meal, how can we guide? If even parents eat junk food, and how could they guide the children not to eat junk food?
所以我想先跟大家讲这些观念，我们休息一下我们再来谈。
This is some of the important things I share with you.
好，我们一起默祷。
Let's bow in prayer.